destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. After the destruction of the tiny satellite, Rocky and the others set out once more for Venus. Anne and Yan escape from their Vintem prison and fly to the central continent to rejoin their friends. Meanwhile, in a room at the Vintem barracks, Gorg stands with Yo watching a robot.
Is my little man not wonderful? Oh, what power lies in those arms. He can bend steel, tear doors from their hinges. And you, I have thousands upon thousands of these men.
You did not mention this to me, sire.
Do I tell you everything? Oh, no. Oh, no. I have lots of secrets of which you know nothing. Is that not so, my little man?
Yes, master.
Sire, send that robot away.
Are you afraid of him, Yo? You are. You are, and you should be. He has a brain and can talk. One word from me and he would trample you to death. To death!
Sire, we were speaking of the invasion of Earth.
I have not forgotten. It is as I told you. Already my robots go aboard the space transports. Within 24 hours, they will all be loaded and on their way. This time, Rocky Starr will not stop me. My little men shall crush the Earthlings beneath their feet.
I will answer it, sire.
Yes, yes, do that while I speak with my little man. Yo seems surprised to know that I had an army of robots. Rocky Starr would be surprised too, my little man.
I know what has happened to Voktian and the Earth Woman.
Well?
They have stolen a land bomber from the Vinton field.
I see.
They have gone to join Rocky Starr somewhere.
Providing he escaped from Rama?
He would see to that, sire. Well, I will send planes to search for them.
No, Yo.
It cannot do any harm, sire.
Very well, very well. Only do not bother me with it. I have more important matters to attend to. I will deal with Rocky Starr and his cursed friends later.
In the meantime, they may try to organize revolts against your rule.
Then we shall crush them. Have no fear. At the moment, I do not wish to discuss it. I must get my invasion fleet away quickly. Come and watch the transport being loaded with robots. It will do your heart good. Great sight, Yo. Look at my little men marching into those spaceships. Are they not wonderful?
I did not dream all this was possible.
All things are to the brave, as the old saying goes. Before many hours pass, those ships will be speeding towards Earth.
And I thought that... Go on. It was nothing, sire.
You are going to say that you thought Rocky Starr had beaten me.
Sire, I would...
Do not deny it. I know you did. You were prepared to desert me, had that been the case.
Ah, you are
making I shall kill you where you stand.
You dare not.
No?
No. You need me to plan your invasions and your battle.
There are others who could do your job.
No, no, there are not, and you know it.
Even so, should you dream of deserting again, it would mean your end. Understand?
There is no need for me to do that now, sire. Your robot army will do all we plan.
Yes, yes, the Earthlings will run in terror when they see them.
How many transports are you sending?
At least 400 transports. With each hour, more and more shall be made ready.
I still feel that we should settle with Rocky Starr first.
Oh, no. We send the fleet first before he learns of our plans. Once they are on their way, it will be too late for him to interfere, and Earth shall be ours.
Switch on the television cameras, Mitch. I want to pick out a spot for landing.
Okay, pal. Hey, say, Mel, what's the central continent like?
It is deserted, you know.
Hmm? How come?
Because of the walking rock.
The what?
The who?
The walking rock. So the old legend says.
Oh, chicken, don't give me that. Rocks don't move unless somebody throws them.
But if you said that those on the central continent are filled with the spirits of our ancestors, they move around restlessly, looking for a final resting place. Long ago, they used to kill many of my people.
The glum grasshoppers.
Oh, that's only a legend, Mitch.
Sure. Just a lot of hooey.
Well, it looks all right down below us, eh?
Yeah.
All right, attach safety harness, and I'll put it down.
Okay. Say, you know, Rocky, I can't get over the fact that you can fly these Venusian spaceships like an ordinary guy.
Mm-hmm. They're much easier to land than the Blue Streak.
Yeah, but they're not as good as the spaceship, though.
All right, hold tight. I'm going into land.
That's my boy, Rocky. Apart from nearly breaking every bone in my body, you set her down nice and gentle.
All right, turn off the gyros. Open the airlock.
No sooner said, tell them.
Well, we're back on Venus without the slightest incident.
Yes, kind of nice for a change, ain't it?
I wonder why Gorg didn't send space fighters to search for us.
Well, he might think that we went up with Lena. Well, let's say we have a look around outside, eh?
Yeah.
When Ann and Yan arrive, we'll plan our next move. Well, it's no wonder your people deserted the central continent, Mahler. Frightening. It must be over 100 degrees and it's just dawn.
Yeah, it's sure is a crummy joint. You know, I never saved the light. I mean, a train or a river or nothing.
But sand and rocks.
Yeah.
Those are the walking rocks.
Oh, chicken, quit it. You give me the creeps.
They stand there like stone statues of men.
Yes, they are, rather.
Well, you're both nuts. They're the rocks are nothing but rocks. Next you'll have them talking when the moon comes up.
Venus has no moon.
They call to each other before they move, Mitch.
Now, I'll tell you one. Once upon a time, there was three bears.
Mitch, I am serious.
Yeah, well, me too. And Mama Bear says to Papa Bear, listen, Bob, when I send you out for some honey, don't bring home no lady bear. I won't cook you no more porridge.
Mitch, that's not very funny. Not very
funny. Oh. Well, that's needless to say, story of the walking rocks.
It is not meant to be funny. You do not realize how dangerous they are.
You like me, yes. I bet they sneak up on you when you're asleep and crush you to death.
How did you know?
No, listen, chicken, don't
it. It is true, so the legend says. Many of our people have gone to sleep on this continent and died beneath the rock.
But, Mala, how do they move around?
Here we start and toss them at each other.
Oh, Mitch, don't be a complete idiot.
Well, that's why we...
Mala, go on.
No one knows how or why they move, but many old people have seen them.
You know, it's amazing what you can see after a bottle of wine.
That's a plane out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, coming in kind of fast,
well,
too.
Well, hoping it's Ann and Yen.
Oh, I'll say. You know, it'll be good seeing Ann again. Did I get a kick when I hear Sally scrammed out of that palace?
It's them, all right. They're coming into land.
Oh, it's good to be back together again.
I suppose it was pretty awful for you at the palace.
Well, it could have been a lot worse. We're still alive.
Well, that's the main thing. Where's Yan?
He and Mara are fixing some temporary beds in the space bomber. Uh-huh.
Say, look, let's cut out the social cackle and get ourselves down to business.
Oh, such as?
How to pin back Gorg's ears.
Any ideas?
Got a million of them. Let's hop down to Vindum and belt the stuffing out of the guy.
Mitch, we tried that before and it didn't work.
Well, what's to do? We're not stopping along at this central continent, I hope.
Well, we'll have to stick it until we repair Yan's land bomber.
Oh, why did he have to go bust the wheel?
Same old Mitch.
Yeah? What, every time I try to make a crack, somebody lights in my back.
Oh, stop laughing.
Okay, only I got a funny feeling.
Oh, you're not hungry again, are you?
Now listen, Rocky, it's not that. I don't know what's gotten into it. Maybe it's this joint. It's crummy and it smells around here.
You're not worrying about those rocks, by any chance, are you?
Who, me scared of rocks? Yeah, let's get out.
Oh, you're nothing of the sort.
Look, them things are kind of getting me. They look kind of weird. Just like a bunch of gray-faced men. You stared at them long enough, you'd swear they was moving.
Mitch, cut it out.
Well, all I'm asking is we don't stick around here forever.
Well, first thing in the morning, we'll start on Yan's bomber.
Yeah, well, that'll take him quite a while.
Well, we should finish it by tomorrow night. And at dawn the following day, we set out for Rotten.
Why Rotten?
Oh, Anna, I believe that as soon as Yan appears there again, the people will flock to him from all sides.
Yeah, well, they'll need to. You know, Rocky, we want thousands to tackle Gorg's mob.
Don't worry, we'll get all the men we need. Well, come on, let's get started on that bomber. The sooner we do, the sooner we can tackle Gorg.
Hi, Marlene, after working on it tight in the heat.
Well, we'll fix it, Mitch. It goes south at dawn in the morning.
Yeah, look, I can do a touch, can't I?
All right, help yourself. The girls are asleep in the sleep ship. We're docking in the bomber.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll back the blankets if you guys don't mind. You will not need blankets, Mitch. Hey, these deserts can get awful cold at night. Oh, give us a yell, and Anna and they'll take the dog watch.
Mm-hmm. Is it necessary to have guards again tonight? This continent is deserted.
Hey, hello, who might come along. You all
right. Good night. I believe Mitch is right. It is colder now. It would be nice with a fire. You were nearly asleep.
Oh, no, Yan, I wasn't. I, I was thinking about our old friend Gorg.
That fiend. I wonder what he's doing.
I would like to know that, too. Well, at least he cannot invade Earth for some time.
No, I suppose not.
How can he? You have destroyed his army?
Yes, and...
Well, Jan, is that the only one he has? So far as we know,
yes. Yes, so far as we know. But, Jan, I'm worried. Something tells me that Gorg has an ace up his sleeve, and that even now he might be sending an army to crush Earth.
He could be.
Look, look out there.
Where?
Straight ahead of you.
Why, is something coming?
Not someone, something.
What are you talking about?
The walking rocks.
Now listen.
Can you not see them moving?
Rocky, they're coming towards us. Run! Run for your life!
With a hoarse, frightened yell, Jan leaps to his feet and begins running towards the bomber. What will happen? Are the rocks really moving, or is it just Jan's imagination? And what of Gorg's plan? Can Rocky learn of them in time to again save the Earth? You can't afford to miss the next chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus.